Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honour motherhood differently. Welcome back, mamas. Thanks to the phenomenal work of Dr. Oscar Serelak on what we now know to be postnatal depletion, we have a whole new understanding of what a mama goes through beyond just giving birth and those early few months of motherhood. If you've never heard the term postnatal depletion before, please go and listen to episode number 111. I love that it's that episode number. Episode number 111 of this podcast to really have your mind blown about what postnatal depletion is. But for now, let me share this description with you. Postnatal depletion is a physical and mental deterioration caused not just by the process of giving birth and breastfeeding, but by the stresses and strains of modern parenthood. I would like to suggest a new term for us to consider today. I believe we need to be very aware of what I would like to call the post-pandemic depletion. Let me read you the same description, but this time put it in the frame of the pandemic. Post-pandemic depletion is a physical and mental deterioration caused not just by the process of going through a pandemic, but by the stresses and strains of modern parenthood. Over the last month, I have heard from hundreds of mamas. I have a new program in which I am intimately listening to many, many, many women of how they feel right now after what has happened over the last few months. Just this week, I have had a number of coaching sessions with mamas who are feeling this. And I can see a pattern and I want to call it out because I know this is what we do as women. We go through something like birth and breastfeeding and sleep deprivation and a complete turning upside down of who we thought we were. Hormonal changes, physical changes, emotional changes, and massive identity changes. And we just keep on going. We don't stop and let ourselves process what's just happened. We don't check in with our physical body and see what has changed and where we might need some extra vitamins or extra support. We don't ask for extra support or give ourselves grace and space before diving back in. We just go back to work when our maternity leave is over, or go back to life and our responsibilities without any space to consider just what we've been through and how, on a very physical and mental level, we are drained. It is normal and so simple when you look at it that the process of giving birth and breastfeeding depletes your body. Yes, it's natural and what we need to do, but we need nourishment to rebuild from that before we dive back into life. I believe we need the same consideration right now. What we have just been through is a massive turning upside down of life as we thought we knew it. the stresses, the strains of modern parenthood in lockdown has drained us. Don't get me wrong, there have been blessings, of course, slowing down and not having all those activities and being at home and all of these beautiful benefits of it are grand. Just like when you have a baby, there are so many beautiful moments and benefits. Of course, it is a spectacular moment, but that does not take away the physical and mental effects that this has on us. Just this week, these are just three things that I have heard from mamas. One, I don't want to jump on the fast-moving train again. I want to catch the stopping all stations. This was a reflection of how she felt about going back to normal life after everything that's just happened. This sense of the train starting to pick up again and starting to speed off back into normal life. And this beautiful mama said it so eloquently to me and said, I don't want to get back on that fast moving train again. I want to get on the stopping all stations. I want to go slower. Is this what you're feeling? This is a sign. Listen to that desire to not go fast. There may be some post-pandemic depletion here. You may need to slowly return. You may need to have some space first. Maybe the kids are back at school or daycare, or you can get your babysitter or your mum to help again. And in those times when you do get some space, please don't rush back. Acknowledge that your body may be depleted. Acknowledge that you haven't been able to catch your breath for a few months again. Don't get back on the fast-moving train. Another beautiful mama said to me, I have nothing left to give. After being at home and trying to juggle part-time work with full-time motherhood and a house and a partner who was still working just as many hours as ever, and everything fell on her shoulders to juggle and manage, as it does in our society, she's gotten to this point and realized, I have nothing left to give. But again, the world is speeding up. She's expected to go back to work soon. Life is going back to normal. And she's empty. She's given it all. She literally 24/7 has been on duty for the last few months in a home in a supremely unusual situation. And if she decides to just go back and keep pushing, she will end up with deep depletion. And the third mama, just this week out of the hundreds that I've heard over the last month or so, said, I was so excited at the start of this year. Finally, I thought it was my time to start thinking about what I needed again as her children were that little bit older. And then I had to just double down and do more than I ever have before. So many women have said to me that they felt like they were just coming to the end of a long marathon of motherhood, of giving and supporting and holding space and being on call 24/7. And they thought this was the year. They thought this was the moment. 2020 is going to be different. So-and-so's starting school. I finally got daycare hours. I'm returning to work. We're going to get that break. And then it's gone. Take a moment to think about what that does for your mental health. For that sense of holding out for hope and then having it all taken away again for a while. These are really real things we need to be aware of as a community of mamas. Watch out for it in your mama circle. Speak to your girlfriends about it. Reach out to your sisters. But recognize it in yourself as well. If you're feeling like you have nothing left to give, then that's because you may not. Go to your GP, get blood tests. Check how you are going after what you've just been through. Don't rush back to all the hours at work. See if you can have some time at home for a little bit longer and just take that 20-minute nap in the afternoon. Reach out to the babysitter, the grandma, the people who used to help you and support you, and get that going again. And when you have that space, see what you need. This is yet again an opportunity to not be superwoman. I really believe post-pandemic depletion is going to be something that we have to acknowledge as a community and a society. We have put an enormous amount of pressure on mothers over the last few months. And we are not robots. Mothers are not robots. We can't just keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. Please listen to what your body is saying. Know that it has a message for you. Recognize what's going on in your mind. And if you feel done, then reach out and find some ways to start filling yourself back up again. As always, if you need extra support, make sure you call Lifeline here in Australia or other mental health services around the world, because this really is a phenomenon. We've been through a lot. I hope you recognize how spectacular that is and how important it is for you to acknowledge that. Until next week, please share this podcast far and wide. Send it to your girlfriends and your mama friends so that we can have these conversations and look after each other. Sat Nam.